Greetings from Heart City Church. I'm Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. This week we've been looking at Christmas carols and considering how they help us better grasp the significance of Christ's coming into our world. We've considered Joy to the World on Monday, and Tuesday we looked at Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Both of these songs are cheerful and quite optimistic. I'd like to consider another song that strikes a different note. Have you heard this song? O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. This is one of the oldest Christmas songs. Originally written in Latin and dating back to at least the 12th century, perhaps as early as the 8th century. I hear it and I envision a bunch of monks in one of those Gothic monasteries chanting, and this mystical, mournful sound reverberating off of the stone walls. We sang this song recently at Heart City as it seems appropriate, especially appropriate in 2020. This song does double duty. It is both a prayer of longing, and it is a call to celebrate. You have this repeated refrain, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel." But it first calls us to long. In fact, it calls us first to step out of our world. To pray for God to ransom captive Israel is to step into the shoes of ancient saints who found themselves in captivity to their enemies, and longing for God to come and to bring redemption. To pray the songs of the ancients, living in troubled times, it really helps us to escape our own small stories. It helps us to enter into something bigger that God has been doing throughout history. And I think it also helps us to understand the plight of those in similar situations today. I mean, what must it be like to be a Christian right now, living in hiding in a nation like North Korea? Should we always sing happy songs when we know so many others in this world are suffering, our brothers and sisters? Look at our world. Death is still snatching. Sickness still causes suffering. Hearts are still being broken. Children are still being neglected. Satan is still prowling. Our own hearts are still being tempted. If Jesus doesn't come before tomorrow, there will still be awful events, a long list that take place in every part of the world. We ought to be able to pray a sad song. And perhaps there's someone at our church who's struggling. And the last thing they need on a Sunday morning is to sing happy songs when their heart is aching. And we should want to sing with them this prayer for God to come and to rescue them. Notice we sing, "O come, O come," which is doubled in order to underscore the desperate need. And it's a cry for Emmanuel to be the one who shows up, a name that's found in Isaiah 7:14, the name of a child, a prophesied child who will be born of a virgin, a name that means God with us. And that is what happened when the eternal Son of God entered into the womb of a young Jewish girl and remained there enclosed for 9 months and then entered into our world in an animal trough. Jesus escaped his story of glory to enter into our shoes and our blues. Jesus chose to become man to show us he actually understands. Whether it's the torture my daughter feels when she's learning to read or write, or the aches that come from a hard day's work as he was a carpenter, or the sadness when someone close becomes sick or even dies. Recall Lazarus. I can imagine how our Lord Jesus himself came to long for the cross, not because he looked forward to the agony and the greatest suffering that could ever be inflicted on a human, but rather so he could pay the ransom, initiate the final bloodshed, purchase our forgiveness, secure our adoption, and conquer death so that all who believe in him could have everlasting life. And then rejoice, rejoice. D-Day has come, so V-Day is now assured. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 6:10 how as servants of the Lord, they are sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. And that is what this song, O come Emmanuel teaches us. It tells us that we can rejoice and encourage our children to have great joy this season, building gingerbread houses, decorating trees, opening up new Advent doors each night, and of course looking forward to opening the gifts that will soon come on Christmas Day. Yet, these tastes of joy that we have now are merely homing beacons, pointing us to a greater glory that we need to be longing for, glory that was inaugurated when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and has not yet come to fruition, because we are still waiting for the dayspring to come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. That's another verse from this hymn. And I encourage you to look at the remaining verses of O Come Emmanuel, and to pray them in faith, knowing that what Christ has achieved once for all will soon turn all remaining sorrow into unspeakable joy that will never end. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come quickly.